The clan was on the verge of breaking up. That she knew. Neil was getting closer and closer to stepping down, and the only person the clan had ever been able to agree on replacing him was Eli. He was a natural leader and always had been, as well as being a powerful shifter, and had what her father called the right temperament. Unlike some shifters whose alpha leadership was hereditary, bear shifters chose their alphas. Without one, they wouldn't remain a clan and would scatter. Eventually, they might unite with a different clan or reunite if a leader came out and brought them back together, but bears weren't willing to follow just anyone. Eli had a twin, Aiden, who looked almost exactly like him, but somehow didn't have quite the same impact, the same aura of power, or the right temperament. He'd left the clan already, going to work with humans in the city rather than staying in a clan his twin would lead. No one had been overly surprised. It wasn't unusual for an alpha's siblings to go off on their own or to choose a different clan. Sheila hoped that some of the elders hadn't changed their mind about Eli. After so many years of grooming him for the position, it would be shocking if they had, but she supposed it was possible. Her steps slowed as she approached the closed door, and she realized she hadn't quite thought through what she would do when she arrived. Even though she was going to be the Alpha's mate, she wasn't yet, and she couldn't just walk right in. She could hang around the hall, though, waiting for them to finish, waiting to see Eli. The door opened as if in response to her thoughts, and Sheila brightened before she registered the angry shouting that was now spilling into the hallway. She skidded to a halt, blinking in confusion, suddenly unsure about how to move forward. The voices in the room merged together, a cacophony of upset and accusations, although it was impossible to make out the specifics of why everyone was so angry. What is going on? Eli stepped into the hall, taking her breath away, and not just because of his movie star good looks. He was wearing a suit, his fingers tugging at the sleeves with jerky motions as if he was annoyed, and his blonde hair looked slightly rumpled rather than perfectly in place the way it normally was. Bright blue eyes flashed with annoyance as he turned back to face Elder Wayne, who was following behind him, his lips set in an uncommonly thin line.
"Think about what you're doing!"
Elder Wayne practically shouted, although Sheila barely blinked at his volume. He was constantly irate and shouting. While the clan gave him the respect his age demanded, they were also aware that he was one seriously crotchety old man.
"I have thought about it,"
Eli responded, his words clipped and sharp as he glared down at the shorter man. Sheila's breath caught in her throat as the air seemed to thicken with Eli's power, and she took an involuntary step back. Even Elder Wayne was affected, his head jerking upwards and his mouth shutting with a click of his teeth.
"I have thought about little else for the past year. My decision is final. This clan..."
His voice trailed off for a moment, and he sighed before continuing, his tone even firmer than before.
"The direction the elders believe we should move is not the same as the direction I would lead to." "That's because you won't listen to reason,"
Elder Wayne said, gathering his strength and drawing himself up, his stubborn chin jutting into the air. He might be shorter than Eli, weaker in power, and have lost much of his muscle mass due to age, but he was still a shifter.
"What you want is impossible, not in the rest of the world,"
Eli said, interrupting Elder Wayne and making Sheila gasp. No one ever interrupted the elders. She clapped her hand over her mouth as both men turned to look at her, only now registering her presence. The arguing in the room behind them had begun to slow, becoming just quiet enough that they'd heard her. Sheila wanted to sink in the floor as she was pinned by two powerful gazes. Inside of her, her bear finally started to stir, responding to her distress.
"Male is here."
The happy anticipation in her bear's thought made her want to kick the animal. Yes, it was the middle of winter, and her bear was more interested in sleeping and eating than anything else, but Sheila needed her to be less slow on the uptake. Yes, Eli was here, and her